Tuesday, 33rd week, Ordinary Time 2. First reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verses 1 to 6 and 14 to 22. I, John, heard the Lord saying to me, to the angel of the church in Sardis write this. The one who have the seven spirits of God and the seven stars said it, I know your works, that you have the reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Be watchful and strengthen what is left, which is going to die. For I have not found your works complete in the sight of my God. Remember then how you accepted and heard, keep it and repent. If you are not watchful, I will come like a thief, and you will never know at what hour I will come upon you. However, you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their garments. They will walk with me rather in white because they are worthy. The victor will thus be rather in white, and I will never erase his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name in the presence of my Father and of his angels. Whoever hath ears ought to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the angel of the church in Laodicea write this, the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the source of God's creation said it, I know your works, I know that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich, I am affluent, and have no need of anything, and yet do not realize that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may be rich, and white garments to put on so that your sinful nakedness may not be exposed, and buy ointment to smear on your eyes so that you may see. Though whom I love, I reprove and chastise. Be earnest, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, then I will enter his house and dine with him, and he with me. I will give the victor the right to sit with me on my throne, as I myself first won the victory and sit with my Father on his throne. Whoever had ear ought to hear what the Spirit say to the churches. The Gospel according to Luke chapter 19 verses 1 to 10. At that time Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He had gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possession, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man had come to seek and to save what was lost." Sharing of the reading, first the theme. The danger of the lukewarm attitude. The Department of Food and Agriculture of many nations pay a special attention to the right temperature of the food which people consume. To them, the frozen food, such as meat and seafood, must be kept at a freezing temperature, and the hot food, such as fried chicken or fish, must be kept at a high temperature. The reason for this is because if vendors keep the food at room temperature, bacteria shall invade, quickly multiply, and cause all kinds of sickness for consumers. Similarly, this image can also be used for people's spiritual life. It is better for people to be holy as saints who eagerly follow God, or to be sinful as tax collectors and prostitutes, than to be lukewarm as scribes, Pharisees, or most people. Today's reading gives the dangerous reason to be lukewarm. In the first reading, the author of the book of Revelation reported dry reprimand for the faithful of the Laodicean church. "Because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. For you say, 'I am rich and affluent and have no need of anything,' and yet do not realize that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked." In the Gospel, St. Luke reported the conversion of Zacchaeus, a tax collector, since he knew that he is a sinner. So he recognized Jesus' love for him right away. He publicly confessed his sin and was ready to reconcile with those who sinned again. This is the reason why he received salvation, why many people who considered themselves as the righteous did not recognize their sin to make a confession, and therefore are unworthy of salvation. Second analysis, first reading. Christ was for the Sardis and Laodicea churches. First, Christ was for the Sardis church. This was a well-known city for prodigality and immorality. Though they were converted to Christianity, The faithful of this church were gradually fallen to the spiritual dead because they did not practice their faith. In general, Wright did not pray this church, but only have some kind of encouragement for some good faithful. First, Wright rebuked, emphasized on the faithful deeds of the Sardis church. They did not put in practice what God taught them. The author endowed Christ's word for them. I know your works, that you have the reputation for being alive, but you are dead. Be watchful and strengthen what is left, which is going to die. For I have not found your works complete in the sight of my God. To make correction, he advised them to memorize the first time of their conversion. Remember then how you accepted and heard, keep it, and repent. If you are not watchful, I will come like a thief, and you will never know at what hour I will come upon you. Second, Christ's encouragement. As Abraham petitioned for Sodom, God shall not destroy the whole city of Sardis if there were few good people in the city. You have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their garments. They will walk with me dressed in white because they are worthy. The victor will thus be dressed in white, and I will never erase his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name in the presence of my Father and of his angels. White is the color for victory. Those who dress in white are the victorious people. Second point. Right words for the Laodicea church. This was the well-known city for commerce, banking, and medical works. Laodicea was also the church who received Paul's letter to the Colossians. Christ named himself as the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the source of God's creation. Third, Christ rebuked about their true attitude. The lukewarm attitude. Because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. The prideful attitude on their richness. For you say, I am rich and affluent and have no need of anything. And yet do not realize that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. To heal this sickness, he advised them to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich, and white garments to put on, so that your sinful nakedness may not be exposed, and buy ointment to smear on your eyes so that you may see. The gold refined by fire is the strong faith which God gives to them. The ointment is God's wisdom to help them to recognize that they are wretched and pitiful creatures without God's help. Second, the reward for those who are eagerly repented. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will enter his house and dine with him. and he with me. I will give the victor the right to sit with me on my throne, that I myself first won the victory and sit with my Father on his throne. Second, the gospel. Zacchaeus, a rich tax collector, returned the true God. At Jericho, there is now a Zion sycamore tree, encircled by chain for all pilgrims to visit. People call this the sycamore tree, which Zacchaeus climbed up to see Jesus. The third point, the encounter between Jesus and Zacchaeus. He wore the pride at the head of all tax collectors and a rich man. He sought to see who Jesus is, but could not on account of the crowd, because he wore a small of stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Jesus recognized him among many faces in the crowd. When he came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for I must stay at your house today." Second point, three different reactions from this encounter. First, the crowd. They all grumbled. He had gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. To the Jews, tax collectors and prostitutes are considered the public sinners. Whoever contact or make friends with them is also considered as a sinner. Second, Zacchaeus. When he had heard that Jesus wanted to stay in his house, he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. When he heard people grumbling and clearly realized he was a sinner, he said to Jesus, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have defaulted anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." This is an innocent but sincere declaration coming from Zacchaeus' heart. Jesus probably is the first Jew who does not care about his sins and past. To the zealous, Zacchaeus could lose his life because he joined the foreign folks to exploit his people. He might hear people talk about Jesus and was curious to see him by climbing up the sycamore tree. He must be surprised very much when he heard Jesus correctly called out his name out of many people and treated him as a well-known fan. When Zacchaeus accepted Jesus' invitation to return to God, he must be courage to forfeit his sinful life to begin a new life according to the standards of the gospel. When he made his promise, he could lose all things which he was possessing, but this loss is unable to be compared with the joy of Jesus' forgiveness and visitation. Third, Jesus. He said to him, "Today salvation had come to this house, since He also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Though Jesus knew all about people grumbling, he did not pay attention to them. The only thing he concerned is Zacchaeus, because he wanted to bring him back to God. This is also the reason he came to the world. Application in life. Those who are sinful as Zacchaeus easily return to God than those who consider themselves as the righteous. In fact, all of us are sinners before God and need of His forgiveness as Zacchaeus. And as does that we should keep here in mind. Be wise and respected, or be at last and loved, but don't be lukewarm and detached. Amen.